is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, August 9th. And until after 11 o'clock in the morning, once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. My guest didn't show up.
Yep.
She did not show up, and today is Keeping It Real with Unique. And I need to call her and make sure it's me, if it is me, who's unbooking or not booking properly. So I apologize for that, because I was eager with this conversation, and that's not happening. So today is going to be what's in the news. Yesterday's Guardian was spectacular, and I should have kept that newspaper. But usually Aaron, you know, details and chronicles all of the good pieces of the news, and I just feed off her notes and then do commentary. But since I'm by myself, I got to use both the Nassau Guardian and the Tribune headline. And I have to go to my social media page, Facebook, because I had all kinds of things I post up, but I always do clippings, right? And not the full story. And I tend to just be capitalizing on the headlines and not necessarily the story itself. But I found something entertaining in the Tribune. The Tribune headline was mischievous. That's the word I'm going to use. They were mischievous because it had all kind of innuendos inside the headline. And I'm going to read that story to you. Today is going to be an open line Friday. So just in case you want to call in and say, hey, Nuri, what do you think about this? I don't know if I can think much about it, but I will definitely do some commentary about such. Now, this is the Trapsy headline. Monroe. That Minister of National Security, that's what we in Monroe, they're talking about. Monroe, no reason to fear police probe. Okay, cool. See, Minister dismisses worries after suspects shot dead in Fox Hill. See, I consider that trapsy. But let's read that, right? National Security Minister Wayne Monroe said he doesn't believe people who may be questioned as part of the Royal Bahamas Police Force corruption probe should fear for their lives, despite several coincidences that have been unsettled the public. Read that again. National Security Minister Wayne Monroe said he doesn't believe people who may have questioned as part of a Royal Bahamas Police Force corruption probe should fear for their lives despite several coincidences that have unsettled the public. Let me read that properly there, right? Now, this is my concern about that and the headline, and I always call it trapsy, right? One or two people who've been interviewed, one or two people who are involved, one or two people who are remotely mentioned in this probe, coincidentally, mere coincidentally, and that's why the Tribune mentioned the word coincidentally, have been unalived. That does scare me. And the minister said, man, there's no reason to fear that probe. Right? So I found that trapsy by the Tribune. And said, what are they trying to say? What a flippancy are they trying to say? Say the article continues, many people, I'm understanding, have already been questioned, he said. Asked if anyone should be fearful, he said. I wouldn't think so. His comment came as police investigate matters surrounding voice notes that purport to capture a quid pro quo arrangement involving a senior police officer, a lawyer, and two murdered men, Michael Fox Jr. and Dino Smith. Now, this is what I found odd. I didn't know any lawyer was involved. Had no place in any newspaper media outlet mentioned that a lawyer was involved. And I'm going to read that again because somebody might know something different. Now, of course, you can't call in and call no names because if the paper name mentioned no name, that means it doesn't exist, right? And it goes, his comments came as police investigate matters surrounding a voice note that purport to capture a quid pro quo arrangement involving a senior police officer, they ain't call no name, a lawyer, they ain't call no name, and two murdered men, Michael Fox Jr. and Dino Smith. And this continues to page 3. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, there it goes. Where am I? The conversation relates to a $1.5 million bank heist at the airport in November. Fox Jr. and Smith, suspects in that robbery, were never charged before killed. They reportedly informed their parents about the existence and importance of the voice notes. Shortly after, Selvins Metivier, a U.S. resident who identifies as a whistleblower, seemingly released the voice notes. He was shot during a Facebook Live session, which he survived. Two men, Oral Roberts, 34, and Akeel Holmes, 26, were charged in the connection with the November robbery. However, Roberts was killed last week. His mother, Mispa Roberts, claimed he was killed a week after meeting officers probing the corruption claims. And she tied his debt to the situation. Mr. Munro implied yesterday that no connection between the voice notes probe and the Roberts debts has been established. He suggested people interested in the stolen money could have killed Roberts. Mind you, the whole probe is about people who, anyway. He was involved in the robbery, and he is the third person who was involved in the robbery who has been killed, and the money hasn't been recovered. And some people may be interested in the $1.4 million, he says. I remember that voice note. Other people are interested in that $1.4 million and trying to get partial payment of it. And some people saying it's maybe a lawyer and a police officer, but I ain't going there. The police commissioner, Clayton Fernandez, said on Wednesday that a UK National Crime Agency, NCA, will assist in the investigation. And of course, I do not know what's the NCA, National Crime Agency, which is based in UK. Is that the same as Scotland Yard? It may be. Should there be a narrative to explain the difference between the term Scotland Yard or a narrative to say that this is a branch of Scotland Yard? I think it should have happened so people like me who ain't too smart could understand exactly what is happening inside this case. But I ain't that important, so they don't have to explain. Mr. Munro said he believes the investigation led by security and intelligence branch. You know what? I was trying and hoping, and usually in the United States, they tend to have a lead investigator. And that lead investigator is identified. You say Mr. John Doe is the lead investigator. He's the one who's orchestrating the investigation. Any qualms or any information that is coming from this lead investigator, they're going to interview them. I have no clue who in the security intelligence branch who is leading this investigation. I don't know if they're a former CID. You see where I go on there? I don't know if they used to work in CID or they just get traded out of CID to go in the SIB, right? I don't know who these people are. And I find it concerning, maybe, that no one sees it fit. Let me get my phone just in case Dwight... No inbox yet. Just in case I get inboxed, they just discontinue, right? I feel uneasy not knowing who all is involved in leading this investigation, especially when you say it's a matter of trust, and I must trust the system. When you haven't identified who it is I'm supposed to trust, where I can say, yeah, I know that good policeman. He's an honorable policeman who's in charge. Therefore, whatever he uncovers, I am comfortable with. Nobody as yet has been identified as being the head person of this SIB, Security and Intelligence Unit. Anyway, the article continues. He said foreign oversight is intended to provide public assurance as a second eye. I don't have no assurance because early said that the foreign entity will not be doing any interviews. They will not be on the ground. And that was my concern. That was the people, the Bahamian people concern. They want an intervention of a foreign, man, I didn't want to say foreign, because I'm still completely against foreign people coming in to interrogate and investigate us, right? But I am uncomfortable with the police in investigating themselves. So I thought an independent body would have led the charge in terms of being on the ground, interviewing people, right? But they're saying that a foreign entity is going to come and oversee. They're not going to do all the on-the-ground stuff. That's still going to be done by the police force. And call it that. That's the police force who's going to be doing the on-the-ground and interviewing people, right? I don't know how these people relate to the people them who are being accused, because they ain't identified nobody. I'm not saying that they connected. I don't know. Nobody's asking these questions, so I can leave, right? But I'm just saying I'm watching these things, right? I don't expect them, the people, this is Wayne Monroe, Minister of National Security, speaking. I don't expect them to be on the ground walking around, he said. I expect them to review what is done. So if they have any suggestions, because two heads are better than one. And nobody got alarmed by that statement. So they're going to, after you finish all the investigation, they're going to say, well, you shouldn't have done it like this. This is how you should do it. But they already did it. So that's how it is. See, I am uneasy about it, right? The Prime Minister asked for an international organization to come and help us with the case for a reason. Not that we didn't believe that our police was incompetent, you know. He brought them in or asked brought in for integrity of the investigation, not to say that they given recommendations after investigation has been done. And it seems as if the investigation has been being carried on for the past several weeks or a few months by a Bahamian police force who we don't know, right? We don't know which agency. They say SIB, but SIB and CID, all that's still here. Like the force big enough. It ain't like this is all the way in Detroit and one in New York or whatever it is. There's only a couple of them. They all work with each other, right? It's not. So my point is the sense of independence of what the Prime Minister was suggesting to come about ain't happening. I am not content. And at the end of all of this, the thing that I think that our Prime Minister was trying to avoid, where there's doubt, where there's concern, will not be alleviated. And I don't think that our commissioner is appreciating that point. He's going through all of this mechanism, right? But mind you, I sincerely, from what I've seen, from what I've heard, I don't believe that the CID head, right, is guilty. Because I just going by the evidence or whatever it is a voice note. I can't verify who is on the voice note. I don't even know which one was the lawyer they keep on talking about inside this Tribune article, because they don't want to identify no lawyer, right? No, the bar ain't saying nothing but no lawyer. The persons who I would have interviewed, dead, right? Throw the whole case out. See, that's the conclusion. Throw the whole case out because there's nothing to corroborate here, right? I'm cool with that. But to say that the investigation is fair, right, without there being an independent body doing the investigation is what I'm uneasy about. And I'm hearing this narrative, and more I read this narrative, I say, man, stop it, man. You're doing exactly the same thing we was trying to avoid. And that's where I'm concerned, right? Let's continue this article. The Royal Bahamas Police Force, SID, will be handling the investigation, while these external professionals will audit the process. And I'm not sure what that means, and nobody has explained what the audit means, right? Once this is complete, I will request a report for the Police Complaints Inspectorate to review, which may provide me with an option or advice under the Police Force Act. See, I feel comfortable with this at all, you know. I just saying I feel comfortable with it. I know they mean well. But I ain't feel comfortable with it, and I don't think that the minister nor the commissioner of police appreciates the gravity of the Bahamian people and what we're watching. And their explanation on why we should feel well, with it in satisfying me. That's what I'm saying. And like I said, I know they mean well. I understand. It just ain't working. It just ain't working for me. So this text says, Neri, these politicians really believe we fool and dumb. Three is a waste of time. Watch this. They will take an 8-hour ride. They will be tired one day. Gone with these dumb people talking about my just fire AI, the top brass on the force, and send them home. Okay, text, I was trying to read that, but I understand the gist of what you're saying, right? And like I said, I still trying to understand exactly what is it that the foreign entity coming here will do. They said overview, right? And what they mean by overview, no one went into detail on what they'd be looking at. Will they be looking at the files, looking at the report, see if procedures was done, right? But will they be looking at the evidence, looking at speaking to, maybe no, definitely they ain't speaking to nobody who would be involved. The people's parents, the other fellow people who were trying to duck the police in general, right? These foreign entities ain't talking to none of them. So I find it odd, right? Suppose I won't have some whistleblowing type things. I can't be whistleblowing. I mean, that's why they give me that foreign number to call so I can feel safe, right? That's why they give us the foreign number. So I find it odd. I just find it odd. But I know they mean well. And like I said, I can't critique it. I'm just trying to say my conclusion is the outcome we want in terms of making the Bahamian people comfortable with the investigation ain't happening. And I am concerned about that. And who I put this in front of the Commissioner of Police. In fact, my recommendation is that this investigation should have been done by the chief police officer of the Bahamas, which is the Attorney General office, the Attorney General in general. And he should have constructed a team to investigate this matter, independent of the police force, right? If there was a lawyer involved, then the lawyer name should have been called, right? To this day, no clue. This is the first time I even see a news outlet mentioned that a lawyer was involved. I'm not sure if they make, I couldn't say the Tribune making it up. I just saying where they get this lawyer person from. And is this unethical in the Bar Association? This particular lawyer, is he negotiating? What is his role in this, right? How come the Bar Association hasn't spoken on it, right? Is the lawyer being investigated by the police? Is that what's happening? See, these type of information I would like to know, all right? And I know our police officers, our police force don't give detail about cases. So definitely we, the Bahamian people, will not know who all were involved, I mean, in terms of investigated or questioned. We won't know more likely who this lawyer is. They keep on calling inside the Tribune. We might not ever know that. We may not know who all senior police were interrogated, asked questions about. So all that's going to be closed, right? No one's going to have a clue. And we will have to be satisfied with that outcome and conclude it is what it is, right? That's what I'm concerned. It is what it is. Say the Bar Association is there for the interest of its members. Not necessarily the interest of integrity of the Bahamas and in integrity of the legal profession. That's what the Bar Association is there for. Let's see. This text says, CA, money don't talk. It ain't alive, but it tells a darn good story. Some independent forensic investigator need to look at the money. Some people say, what about investigating the phone call? And I saw no one made no commentary about whether the police officer who's involved, whether his phone was interrogated. Say yes, there was a call between them and another phone call at that particular time. Right? Is that important? They can't prove, because we don't know the numbers. We don't even know the phone numbers involved. But that narrative, should that be made public? Say yes, there's definitely a phone call made. Because, you know, I know police officers go undercover. Police officers go undercover and they say anything in order to get the criminal to turn themselves in. And I cool with that. So I, like I said, the voice note I hear could have been the police officer doing his job and manipulating the truth and talking any kind of gibberish in order for that person to turn themselves in. And I cool with that because that's what I expect our police officers to do, right? But I just said it's the investigation I am uneasy about. This text is saying we need to hear from the Christian Council. I don't know what we need to hear from the Christian Council about, right? What do you want the Christian people to say? They can pray to God and have a fasting. You know, I hear you. So no, Nuri, AG office never, they can't win no case. The AG office win all kind of cases, man. So they can't win no case. We need to bring in foreign AG. How do you get, see, this is why I get upset, right? We as an independent nation tend to want to always bring foreign things and people who are struggling, we're doing better than them. We are far superior than them in terms of policing ourselves. And then they want to bring in these foreign entities to police us. And we know that these people them are wanting. You know, no, man, you don't say that. Just think about what you're texting, man. Just think about what you're texting before you text it. You can't say any old thing, man. Right? Producer, patch that caller through. Let's go to that caller there. And Bahama. And that's this light bill thing and increasing in Urkel. But go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, I like you in the areas. You're kind of provocative, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, but, I can call right back.
Okay, man, call right back. Like I said, you call right back. I appreciate you calling in right there. See, my thing is, this situation was happening in the police force is not about the CID head. It's about a culture and interrogating and investigating whether there's a culture of corruption that exists, right? Because I think the particular head is innocent. Me, that's me, because the evidence doesn't show anything, right? But if there is a culture of corruption that exists, that culture of corruption needs to be investigated by an external agency and judge it based on the mandate of the police force. I don't know. I don't think the police force is able to police itself in that. And see, this is bigger than the one person, right? It's bigger than the allegation on the one person, right? And this is my next thing. Let's say the police head is vindicated, right? What do we do then? Do we keep him there as head of the CID? Do we transfer him to be head of someplace else? Do we ask him to have an early retirement? Right? What happens, right? The steps are uneasy for us in the public, John Q public, who are watching, right? So, man, I want to have faith in my police force, right? But so much uneasiness is there. So this is why I'm uneasy with it. Say, this text says, the Americans record everything in our country so the PM can find out tomorrow what the facts are. Were he so inclined through Wendell Jones? Say, remember WikiLinks. The narrative that the Americans are listening to all of our cell phone conversations, it's a long talk about thing from WikiLeaks, like WikiLeaks that they said, right? But that, if it is so, that's an unauthorized listening to. So I'm not sure if any American entity will confess that, yes, they are listening. We have all of the records of all of the Bahamas, because that means they listen to our prime minister and our deals and whatever it is. So I hear you, Texter, with your conspiracy theory, but that can't work. That can't work because we are a sovereign nation and we can't have our prime minister in cahoots saying that they're negotiating for information against their own government. That's kind of treasonous and thing, man. I hear you, but that don't make no sense. Said, hey, Mary, I hope the cop be the last appointed cop. He should be voted in, was saying it for over 30 years. And that's opinionative, you know. It is what it is. Our system is that it's appointed by the police, by the prime minister and under advice, and that's what our system is. Now you could talk about changing the system. I think the commissioner of police is a constituted position, So I'm not sure if that change, that procedure is have to be through a constitutional referendum type thing. And perhaps we need to have a conversation on how do we change or how do we make political our Commissioner of Police title, right? How do we make political that, right? Where we vote and have elections based on it, right? So that's something perhaps we can talk about in the future. And I'm not sure how it impacts what we're talking about now, but that's something at least should be in conversation. So CA, how did you not know that a lawyer wasn't involved when the lawyer said on a voice note that he wasn't a junior? I heard the voice note, no. I listened to the voice note 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And never in that voice note did the persons identify themselves. Never in any of those voice notes did a person say the title or their job title or anything to say, hi, this is CA and I am a talk show host and I'm negotiating. Never. So what you're doing is speculating, right? It's not true. And there's no need to add things. You go by what is there. I know the voice note circulating, right? We hear exactly what we heard, but state what you hear. You don't hear nothing. We heard voices. And personally, I'm not used to none of those people's voices, so I can't identify none of those people's voices, right? So I hear y'all with your trying to, where a conspiracy happened, but can't do that when we're talking sensible talk. We're talking sensible talk, man. So you don't have to use the U.S. recordings in court. You use them to point you to other evidence. These countries do all the time. No country does it all the time. See, we watch too much James Bond, you know. We watch too much James Bond and conspiracy theory shows, you know, say what could do. Can you imagine? Can you imagine we say that we eavesdropping, like I'm about to make this story up, because I like conspiracy theories. Say we eavesdrop, our government system eavesdropping on one of these embassies here, right? And we now, the embassies, one of these embassies here say they have a issue and they want us to leak the recordings that we eavesdropping them on there. See, that don't make no sense. Even when I say it out loud, it just don't make no sense to our texter. See, talking foolishness, man, texter. I hear you, but you're talking foolishness. When you analyze it, it don't make no sense, man. It don't make no sense. Says, I'm not speculating because a name was mentioned by the chief and the chief asked them to deal with someone named BJ. Who is BJ, CA? I have a cousin named BJ, but he lives in Jamaica, and he ain't been in the Bahamas in decades. And I'm not sure that you're trying to suggest that my cousin was doing this from all Jamaica, and he ain't been here in decades. See, it just don't make no sense. Who is BJ? I'm asking because I don't know. I don't know. But my cousin, Benjamin, because he's a junior. He's calling Benjamin the second, though, but he's calling BJ sometimes, too. He's Benjamin. Benjamin Allen II. But you know, but he's see, you got me going down this roller coaster. Don't make no sense, man, texter. Let's go to the call one time. See, texter. And then you want to laugh afterwards. No, texter. Stop texting me foolishness, man. This is a real show, you know. It's a real show. Let's go to the caller there, producer. All right, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Dewey.
Good morning.
I got distracted. Sorry about that.
No, but that happens. So let's get distracted all the time.
I mean, somebody came to me. Listen, Mr. Dewey, you know, I respect these kind of conversations, provocative, right? Firstly, for members of the public and people who think that somebody hates the police, right? That's an asinine statement. Nobody hates the police because the police help everybody in various times, right? Right or wrong?
You're right, absolutely right.
What we're saying is we would like to know that we feel safe with them and they are not any officers implicated in all of this triangle, right? Whatever it be, affiliation with whatever, right? So, being that we are a small, knitted community, right? Tight-knitted, right? Like I listened to AP News, or to the news, there was an American pilot ran down somewhere in Abaco. We call the FAA to assist, right? Because they have the technological armamentario or tools more equipped than us. Likewise, with forensics. We watch forensic files. We see them even take fingerprints off a human skin and rock and different things. Do the impossible using amino block and just taking prints, lifting evidence and DNA evidence from all sorts of places, even tracking down to plants, everything, things that we didn't, you know what I mean? So what I'm saying is they have the tools to do so. So we, likewise with the FAA, it should be like, what they're not coming here to they come in to investigate, but they're working in conjunction with the police, right? So it's not like they come in to take over anything or we need them to investigate us.
They're coming to oversee.
Yeah, on an independent investigation.
They ain't investigating nothing. They ain't investigating nothing.
But I won't get this in. My observation, you need to listen to School G, you know. You see School G? Mm-hmm. He's back there, brother. Listen to me. School G show to highlight a real picture in the inner city, you know. But I don't know if most people just dismiss it. So what I'm saying is the level of corruption appears to be irreparable because with a chain of command that high, something different has to be done. We cannot allow them to investigate themselves because they haven't opened up a cold case files unit and they haven't bent overboard to find out who, they haven't solved homicides on several officers. I remember an officer from Freeport, 8 Mile Rock, that was found in a car somewhere who was crying. And then there's the CID clerk back in the days, and there's a sergeant of Fox Hill. His family had written a letter. What I'm saying is, you need to find out, you see, a cold case unit that highlights that, but what I realize, most of the people who really say in the police, they can't investigate themselves, but the question is, we have a chronology of history that we can use against them. We can look at the fire at SIB. They never found out who started that. And then, so most of the people who say they satisfied with the police can investigate themselves are really people who haven't went through the criminal justice system. Like, they naive in their concept of corruption and the multifaceted nature of corruption. You don't, even like how the police tear up the paper from the Jamaican guy, right? You realize, you know, all right, I just go on often, listen to me, man. They could do all kind of undoing to make it hard for you. Like, they don't do anything to find out, to exclude you. Like, if someone calls your name with something, they lock you up, and because they know you and they say, and you're here, pick you, they don't like you, then they say, and you get into jail, and they hoping once they charge you, you get scared and start talking and calling people names. But mostly the people who comfortable with this are people who are naive and do not know the nature, and they don't have any much encounters with the police. You know, you have decent officers, and even them themselves can be witnesses. But we deserve better, because we cannot, like the Rasta say on the TikTok, we don't know who these officers are riding on. There may be someone who pulled us over because, find out from a lot. Well, I know it's illegal for them to beat a person. They still beating people when they're in handcuffs. It's like you already subdued someone, and somebody already submitted to you by you handcuffing them. What's the reason for an officer beating a person and then not being charged? See, what I'm saying is, for history, time and memorial, they've been getting away with all of these things, even with the shooting of David decades ago by the roundabout on Village Road. Everybody knows what happened. The guy was unarmed and the officer still shot him. And this is what people saw. So and there's a lot of things on the streets that people see and know. So certain things you will never get solved. So you would be wondering who involved. That's okay. All I'm saying is. And so once people believe that they should investigate themselves, they have no idea what's going on. And they have no idea that the power that these men yield. So a lawyer could call in and find out, why is it that officers are never charged when they beat a suspect in the front of people? And then they have this thing, like, people, citizens coming and stopping and watching. They say, go, carry your business. Come from around you, like, why is they watching to see? If a citizen overseeing an arrest, like, let's say it was downtown or a guy the other night in the empty lot or by the park and by Beauty Bakery. So people, concerned citizens, came out to look.
Okay.
These officers feel they have the power to run people away and say, go mind your business, come from around you, or don't record me. Or they could tell the ambulance driver, don't touch him. This is the type of country we live in. Why can't I speak? Why can't I say what I see? Someone can paint the reality to me, a brother, tell me, but I hate the police.
And 52, I have a text.
Bro, I don't, so that, and that's why foreigners, like you say, just win their lawsuit and win these things because people just look out for them. Ain't nobody looking out for us? Nobody. You know what's different? I could talk you off air. And get, I 60 yesterday, you know, CA.
And happy bladed.
Right? So, yeah, but I just let you know. Listen to me, man. Thanks. I could go back 50 years, you know. Bless up.
I have a text similar to what you're saying. Saying, on a serious note, CA, why didn't the police solicit information from the public on this matter? In the state, police typically say, if anyone knows anything, contact us. That wasn't done. There is no whistleblower hotline for this investigation either. The investigation started off wrong, CA. What's your thoughts? That's some interesting thoughts, though. There was not a general, hey, call this particular number if you know anything about this. We're assuming that the police must have some kind of intel, right? that they said we're going to pick up the regular suspects and then interrogate them and ask them questions, right? That's the only thing we can assume. Let's go to the next caller there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, sir. How are you? How are you, Mr. Neary?
I'm doing well. Blessings to you.
Yeah, Mr. Neary, yes, 52 set of mouth full.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because, you know, all the ghetto youths, all the people in the ghetto, they ain't got to be youths and all ages who has been in contact with the police, who has been arrested by the police, they know the corruption if it's in the police force. There's no such thing as complaining against the police. Charging, you know what I'm saying, accusing the police of a misconduct. There's no such thing in the Bahamas. You know, Bahamian people have no right. There's no law for the police in the Bahamas. See, and you realize that when these foreigners, when they lawsuit against the Bahamas government, that the media is quick to say how much these people want. What about how much the police officers? What about their, you know, how much money they got from the government? What about that? That in itself is corruption.
Okay, I appreciate it.
We have the conversation on that, and then what about, you know, what about this conversation about a week ago, right? Remember before the prime minister went in the hospital, right? There's a statement made that he said he's going to increase the minimum wage. And then before that, Belinda Wilson talked about the deal with this memorandum that the government signed, that the PLP signed with the labor unions was about a livable wage. You know what that means? When they get a livable wage, then everybody gets a livable wage. What's going on with that?
Hmm.
You understand? I mean, that's nothing. That's not in the media. The media, like, they ain't carry on about that. They carry on with everything else but this minimum wage that the prime minister said he's going to increase. And Melinda Wilson talking about the livable wage in this memorandum of understanding. These are the things we need to be talking about to prevent this crime and the suffering of poor people, man. Thank you.
Okay. The Minister of National Security says the majority of the $1.4 million is missing. They have no clue where the money is. In fact, they ain't sure, but they arrested two. They arrested that Oral Roberts person, right, and somebody else. But nobody has been charged for the missing $1.4 million. The money just disappeared. Somebody get the money. Then, of course, we had this recording where people are saying, man, they want a portion of this money, right? We ain't know if no money has been transferred or if some of that money gone, whatever it is. But the conversation suggested that if there was a real recording, not an AI recording, that perhaps certain authorities knew who had the money. Perhaps. Maybe we're going to take a break right now because we're doing a lot of perhapsing, right? But right now, the money gone, being spent. But being spent by who? Guide Radio AM with CA Neary. We'll be right back.
Mike, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school. He could do Junior in.
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, Sino.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
We go everywhere. Shop early at Janae's Chesapeake Road annual back-to-school sale going on now. Get up to 20% off on all school items in stock. Yes, all school items in stock. Shirts, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, school neckties, PE shorts, and a variety of colors and school monograms. Shop early, and don't miss out at Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road's annual back-to-school sale going on now. Remember, we go everywhere. Beat the rush and save, save, save at Janae's annual sale now.
Bahamas, Sans Bear wants you to join us as we celebrate our amazing Bahamian athletes as they head to Paris for the 2024 Olympic Games. As a truly Bahamian company, we're cheering loud and proud for our incredible team. Join us this summer as we raise a toast to their hard work and dedication as they proudly represent our flag, our country, our peer, our athletes. Here's to bringing home the gold. Good luck, Team Bahamas. Sans Bear, truly Bahamian. Drink responsibly.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I see the Grand Bahama Port Authority is reminding government, reminding the Bahamian people that they are the sole regulator of the port area. We've been having a discussion about this for a while because clearly we do not understand that the Grand Bahama Port Authority is a constitutional construct. It was grandfathered into our constitution because it came little before we became independent, and when they wrote our constitution, they basically grandfathered the Grand Bahama Port Authority in to be a country within a country, a regulator within a country that does all the taxes unto themselves and governed unto themselves, and through ignoring and allowing these things to fester, we no longer understand what the Grand Bahama Port Authority is. And we see that our government has abdicated their responsibilities for the rest of Grand Bahama. And now we're seeing that there is a friction, a frustration between the two. When the Grand Bahama is reminding the government, saying, I hear you all. And government is reminding the Port Authority that you all have some responsibilities to Grand Bahama and particularly Freeport in general. And now we have the debate over taxes. Particularly the rise, the increase in this electricity bill. And I won't go into some information on that, but we'll continue our conversation too. Go ahead, Carly, can you hear me?
Yeah, morning, Mr. Nuri. Hope you're doing all right this morning, man.
Blessings to you.
Yeah, man, I'd like to say happy belated birthday to the 52, man. Hope you live to see many more, brother.
Yes.
But I see your cousin in Jamaica, he's a lawyer?
I have so much cousins who's lawyers.
No.
BJ?
You're talking about the one who you say.
BJ is not a lawyer. He is a farmer.
All right. So he couldn't be in talk much. They couldn't be in talk with your cousin in Jamaica because he ain't no lawyer.
But they didn't mention a lawyer on the phone.
No, but you were saying so.
No, I'm just saying that they, just as BJ was talking, I thought he was talking about farming products. So they could have been talking about my cousin.
Yeah, but you know what I found? So I'm just in my CJ, man. I was holding this bottle of eucalyptus oil in my hand, right? And guess what name brand it is? It's Benjamin's. And as I was holding it in my hand, you call your cousin Benjamin's name. I say, what a coincidence.
It is a coincidence. Magic.
Yeah, what a coincidence. But
you there?
Yeah, and what I was going to say to those CA is that you know that if we don't get international individuals involved in this incident with the police department, we know we ain't getting no justice. Like, we know ain't not really coming on it because these individuals don't operate in a vacuum. You know, when you see individuals operating with criminal activity, especially when they're in high places, high positions in departments, they're not operating by themselves. You know what I mean? They are linked to other individuals, too. So you have other individuals that are up to make sure that they cover themselves too before they name their call, and you know what I mean? They have to make sure that they don't get
involved. And that's absolutely my concern right there.
Yeah, you know,
and I do not know how lengthwise this go.
Yes,
and sir. You calling Bahamian police officers, SIB, to investigate, and they could be involved.
Yes, sir.
Especially
yes,
if you ain't calling the names of the people them that say, okay, yeah, I know him to be a good gentleman.
Yes,
I'm sure he could do it with integrity. I don't know who you're talking about.
Yes, sir. And the good point you make, too, Nuri, is that the department over here, like the police department, everybody right there together. You know what I mean? Like in the States, when you hear sometimes, like when you're watching the whatever, and you hear people from internal investigations or whatever within the police department coming in to investigate other departments, they'd be coming from other states and things.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like they don't even know these individuals. You know that kind of way. And I mean, to be honest, at UCA, I feel as if too, we could even look into having, even probably the neighboring Caribbean officers. We probably could be, you know, switching them around sometimes. Let them go and let some come here and let us go there to police other people. So it don't really be that corruption into, you know that kind of way. And let them some, you know what I mean? Because it wouldn't be that familiarity or that protection of trying to protect yourself too, because you ain't linked to no corruption. But CA, that case with Mr. Major Azario, I think his name is Azario Major. That case is a serious thing, man, because like that show me that it's gonna take a whole lot of something for police to really be held accountable in this country. I mean, because you know we saw exactly what happened, and those individuals still haven't. I mean, I understand that some hearing or this call it has been, and the coroner's court or whoever has determined that it was some kind of manslaughter thing, but ain't nothing else since then. You know, that kind of way. But I mean, but it's all about us, man, CA. If we, the public, sit back and allow injustice to reign, ain't nothing going to change, man. We have to get up together. We have to speak up against these
things. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, Corey. Can you hear me?
Hey, a pleasant good morning. How you doing?
Doing well.
This month today. Okay. You don't have Aaron and W today.
No, but you're before I mentioned you'd already gone too.
Anyway. I believe that in any organization you would find that there's some level of misbehavior or,
of course. We ain't talking about that, but yes.
Or level of accusation.
Yes.
Of misbehavior. An accusation is only just that. An accusation. It is not proof. It is not fact. It is simply an accusation. I believe.
But we're talking about the investigation. We ain't talking about the accusation yet.
I understand.
So let's talk about the investigation only.
Right. And so, from my perspective, I listened to you from the onset and all of the concerns you expressed regarding it. I believe that the commissioner has been more than forthright and.
Do you know who's investigating?
Forthcoming.
I'm asking, do you know the name of the person who's investigating?
I don't.
That's my point. That's what. No. Why are we going
to... I haven't answered you.
And I ask you, yes, you know, or don't you don't know?
I don't recall the name, but the...
It was not given.
Yes,
that's why... No. Goodman is in charge of the whole branch, but there's no name of the SIB who is investigating the matter.
You mean the direct officer who's doing the day-to-day?
All officers... Reason why... Right, it's a charge of corruption, and I don't know who is doing the investigation.
Okay, what we do know, let's look at what we.
You know, my name is Mary, right?
Let's look at.
I'm going to ask you a question. You know, my name is Mary, right?
Yes.
If someone named Mary come and investigate me, you will have a problem with it.
What I would say,
I ask you if you will have a problem with it.
I want to answer.
I ask you, just say yes or no. If you have a problem with it.
If someone named
Nuri come in, now you know all Nuri's related. If someone named Nuri come and investigate me, would you have a problem with it?
No.
I know. That's why I thought. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
No. I know.
You're live.
Let's go to the next caller.
That's you now, caller. I talk to you. Okay, you got to hang up. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, can I finish my point here?
Only if you make sense, because I still have the button next to me. If you don't make a sound, I just go click. That's my point. I ask you if you don't have a problem. You say you don't have no problem. Something wrong with that. That makes no sense. That's something wrong with you. That's how I look at it. Stop talking foolishness. No foolishness. Just put a patch next caller for me, please. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, well, why you keep hanging up on me?
Because you ain't talking foolishness. You're talking foolishness, and therefore I got to transfer and move on.
I believe it's pretty ignorant to have a problem with someone with the same last name as you conducting a proper investigation. That's the height of ignorance.
And that's my point. We have no clue who is investigating.
Someone has the same last name, and that disqualifies them.
There's only about 50 minutes. This is only about 50 minutes. You ain't listening. The point is, if the person is a squad mate of the person accused, he can't be leading the investigation. If the person is a cousin of the person who's accused, he can't be leading an investigation. If he's a godmother, he can't be. And I just don't know who during the investigation. Therefore, I question all of it. Let's talk about Grand Bahama anyway, before we go. Right? I am not happy that the people who in charge Power Light in Grand Bahama wants to make an increase. They made an appeal to their regulator. Their regulator, who is the Port Authority, for an increase, and they give their explanation on why they deserve an increase. The Grand Bahama Port Authority is the only regulator of what happens in the Freeport area, right? And see, that I find our politicians are trying to mix up the story about who is in charge. So they throw the word IRCA in it. So IRCA also is a regulator. It can't be two regulators. It's either one or the other. And we need to now have a explanation, a definitive conclusion on who is the regulator, the authority, the sole authority of the Freeport area. And I know that the government is round about taxes and the port authorities going pushing back and saying, you all forget he's the regulator. No, just because we haven't been enforcing our mandate doesn't mean that our mandate has been taken away from us. So someone owes a duty of care. Someone owes a duty of care by explaining what the Port Authority is. Mind you, there's a judicial review. What was that, Maurice Clinton? He's suing the Port Authority for not doing their mandate, right? But there needs to be a historical definition for the Bahamian people so that we understand what is the issue that is happening in Grand Bahama. So when the government speak, we can either go behind the government or we can say, man, Mr. Government, I understand our frustration. However, we know better. We know better. And at this present time, there hasn't been any clear-cut communication of what is the Port Authority, what mandate was given to them in terms of managing that area of Freeport. What authority do the government has on the rest of Grand Bahama? To this day, we still even know who the capital, what is the capital of Grand Bahama? We just lost now. And all this came about because successive government has abdicated their responsibility to the second city, right? The second island, to say that we're going to let the Port Authority do what they got to do and we'll benefit. Everybody's benefits will trickle down. And now the chicken has come home to roost, right? Where now we have, what, two ministers? We had the Minister of Grand Bahama. Lord, I pray that someone help her. And now we have the Minister of Health, Grand Bahamian authorities. Now, clearly don't understand what's happening in Freeport and the Port Authority, given their opinions. When they could have gone and say, don't worry, IRCA can respond to them in terms of this. They all are now overreaching their responsibilities. And hopefully in the future, I'll have a show. And then someone with that type of education and historical information on what the Port Authority is, what is perceived to be, what it's supposed to be doing, our government relations to it, you know. But that definitely needs to be happening. Anyway, I owe the time now, finally. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. I hope you enjoyed today's show. But if a Nuri investigating me, you betcha Johnny Hopple. They can get me off because we's a good family and they understand that family comes first. You take care.